What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
By any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Flo, and here's my impression of a reality TV star explaining Progressive discounts. So I was talking to Greg, and he said that Daly knew what Erica said about her when we were all on Marcus's boat. And I was like, you what? Wait, for sheer drama, because Progressive chooses discounts like Safe Driver, Multi-Policy, and Paid in Full. So it's not like he said, she said, shut up, whatever. So basic, you know?
Discounts to help you save more. Now that's Progressive.
But then he was all, no way, Jose, because his name's Jose. Legit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Shapkowski. Still 2 days away from his and the Blackhawks' third Stanley Cup Final appearance since 2010. Today, Patrick Sharp admitted to seeing a little bit of themselves when he watches the Tampa Bay Lightning.
The first thing that comes to mind is their speed and their skill. They have two lines that have been pretty impressive to watch throughout the playoffs to this point, but you can't discredit the rest of their team. The way they play physically, the way they check, the way they play structurally, defensively, they have a good coach. That's obvious from watching from afar. So, but as I mentioned earlier, we're just more concerned with us.
Game one is Wednesday night in Tampa, as the Lightning have instituted ticket and apparel restrictions for home games this series. That's to try to keep Blackhawks fans away from attending. Bulls are finalizing a 5-year deal with Fred Hoiberg to be their next head coach. It's expected to be worth roughly $25 million. Baseball tonight, the Cubs, the first of 9 straight on the road. First 3 are in Miami. It's Jason Hamill on the mound tonight for the Cubs as a lineup change is made. Starlin Castro moved down to 6th in the lineup. Jorge Soler will bat 4th. White Sox are off today, but they do get some good news after Jose Abreu missed 2 games this weekend. He's back in the lineup as they start their series tomorrow night for the first of 3 in Texas. Today, Todd Frazier of the Reds and Josh Donaldson of the Blue Jays named MLB's Players of the Week. Elsewhere, Cam Newton's nearing a deal with the Panthers that would pay him roughly $100 million over 5 years. In NBA, Klay Thompson is headache-free and will give it a go in Game 1 of the NBA Finals Thursday night. This scoreboard update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago and Mayor Rahm Emanuel in the Chicago Park District present Night Out in the Parks, offering more than 1,000 cultural events and activities. For more information, visit nightoutintheparks.com. I'm Nick Shapkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score, Tuesday at 6:35, when the Sox take on the Rangers on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper.
Absolutely massacred. Soler.
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Cubs win!
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Madison Russell. The first of Chris Bryant's career.
Lynn Casper.
To infinity and beyond.
What's that from?
Star Wars.
Lynn Casper with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 403 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein.
A much needed and exciting win for the Cubs yesterday with the rocket off the bat of David Ross to drive in the game winner. So a little bit of good feeling after a rough patch here for the Cubs. And here to talk about that team is Len Casper on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He is on Twitter at Len Casper and he's on The Score. Len, that was a nice way to finish off a weekend for you.
Yeah, it sure was, guys. You know, this team has not been playing great baseball as of late. You know, they've been kind of hovering around 500 here, a couple of games over. And I think good teams find ways when they're maybe not playing their best baseball to just kind of avoid the losing 7 out of 8, that kind of thing. And it was a good win to get yesterday. The wind was howling in. It had that feel of an early April game on the final day of May. And, Kansas City's legit. I haven't really gotten a good look at the Royals aside from spring training here these last couple of years, but their bullpen is absolutely lights out. They've got a good lineup, and to get a split out of that weekend, you'll definitely take it.
You know, it's really interesting about them, too. And I'm sorry the other game was canceled. You lost one in there, Len, because it's a fun series. But it's hard for me, particularly, and maybe it should be hard for me, but I'm an old man, so I have things I like. But it's really hard. But I love watching the Royals. And even though they don't hit home runs, generally the teams I like are very powerful in the old day, you know, and that's what they do. They hit home runs, and they're that kind of team. And this Royal team can't hit a home run to save its life, and yet they're ultra good at baseball. It's kind of interesting for me to watch them play and know how good they are. And they have no power. They don't hit any home runs.
You're right, Terry, and I think kind of the irony, the way I look at baseball is, you know, I like slugging, I like on-base percentage, mm-hmm. I think those things generally help you win, but aesthetically, as a baseball fan, I like really good defense. I like watching guys pitch well and get the guy over, get him in, you know, and that's what the Royals do at such a high level. You know, I'm not sure that other teams can necessarily emulate what they've done because they're just so good at it. They're a unique club, to say the least. And J.D. mentioned that they kind of remind him of the Cardinals from a couple of years ago offensively. They don't strike out. They don't hit home runs. They don't walk. They hit for a high average, and it seems like every time they're in a big situation, they find a way to come through. And they catch the ball better than any team I've seen in a long, long time.
This is one of these Joe Maddon times for this team, the way I see it, because you have a very young team that was playing really well and then has a little bit of one of these periods that you go through in baseball, a little bit of a malaise. And that's why I thought that Maddon took the time to speak at length about being in the moment, about not thinking too quickly, about processing. I mean, really Joe Maddon-y stuff about making sure your body can replicate what it's supposed to do. And then concurrently, he has a little bit with the costumes as the guys get on the plane.
Yes, they did.
Do you agree that this is maybe not a critical point, but just a nice managerial inflection point for a young team and a good manager?
Absolutely. I don't think that Joe plans a month ahead and says, this is how I'm going to handle this. I think he has kind of an organic way about him. He really does believe in they don't let the pressure exceed the pleasure. He wants his guys on March 15th and June 15th and hopefully October 15th to play the game exactly the same way. And I think there's a reminder in there, Dan, every once in a while that it is a young club. And I think some Cub fans, as excited as they are about how good this team has been, they kind of just assume that they're just going to continue to get better and they're not going to have any slip-ups. But that's not what happens with young players. I think Joe, in the back of his mind, looks at this season and feels like, if I can keep these guys right around 500, by the time we get to August and Bryant's got 350 plate appearances, Soler, all these kids under their belts, they feel very good, I think, going into August and September. Maybe add on with a starting pitcher if they really believe they're in the hunt. They think that by the end of the year, this team could be a lot better than it is today. And that's the one great thing about young players is, by and large, they get better as time goes on. And every time you think Addison Russell is going to go into this major week-long funk, he comes up with a three-hit performance and wins the game with a double. It's really been interesting to watch him because every time he has a 1-for-10 or a 2-for-12, you're just kind of wondering that he had a big, big breakout game. And that tells me something about the kind of player he is and hopefully will be moving forward.
And what was the blazer and T-shirt thing? Is that a Miami Vice bit?
Kind of. I would say it's more of the ugly tourist kind of thing.
Okay.
Where it's the it's kind of the Clark Griswold, you know, sport coat, shorts, kind of the bad-looking lid. The rule was if you wore sandals, you had to paint your toenails, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's different.
Now, this does not apply to you, right?
The broadcasters were kind of told if we wanted to do it, we could. But I think collectively we agreed that it's kind of a player thing. You know, we kind of want to let them have their thing. We're just passengers along for the ride.
I saw Evan Longoria quoted about this. They asked Evan Longoria about life without Joe Maddon and how things have changed. And he's an interesting guy when you get him to talk. And he said that, you know, all this stuff we're talking about here was fun at the time, but it sort of run its course here, Len. And I wonder, you know, I guess when you get to the point where you've got them, so where you want, all this stuff stops. In other words, I think that's what Evan Longoria was saying, that at some point, all of this stuff doesn't work anymore. And then you just play, and then you're ready to play.
Well, because you're there. You should grow beyond that if you're doing it right.